glad you could make it as we present another Countdown to Eternity with James Cadiz and Don Stewart. This week, we'll discuss the newest technology, which very well may aid the work of the final Antichrist. We'll also talk about many of the things that came from the UN General Assembly and much more. So let's get right into our first story.
Ladies and gentlemen, another beautiful week has gone by. Things are getting crazier. And all I'm going to say is, you can't make this stuff up. Yes, we are here for another episode of Countdown to Eternity. I am with the great Don Stewart. And Don, we got a lot to talk about, so let's get right on it. I know you've got a lot of stories that you've been looking at that we've been looking at. I've got a very interesting one we'll talk about in just a minute. So let's talk about what's happening around the world under the category of, you can't make this stuff up.
And that's about everything we talk about. You can't make it up. Well, you know, you got a prime minister of Israel who got six seats in the election, six out of the 120. And he's the prime minister. He spoke today in front of the United Nations. And Naftali Bennett, unfortunately, has a leftist, left-wing government. And one of the things we've talked about, James, is how things have changed in the last year. You know, a year ago when we talked about things, we had a superpower, United States. They were in Israel, had Israel's back. Russia was a poor second. There was leadership in Israel, and Iran was on their back foot. Now, today, none of that is true. None of it, not a zero. And the problem is we're getting closer and closer. We mention this every week to the time where supposedly there'd be a breakout with Iran with their, you know, the ability to put some type of nuclear weapon together. And like you mentioned, may even be something small enough on a drone. And Bennett tried to talk to the powers that be today about it, you know, at the United Nations in New York. But he doesn't have the same clout as Netanyahu has, and he's got no real backup and no support. Plus, remember what they said the day they were elected to the U.S. Well, we're not going to do anything behind your back. We're only going to do something if we, you know, if you agree with it. And that's like the proverbial kiss of death. So that to me is a huge story because it, you know, not only happened today because we're filming this obviously on Monday, but also too, it just goes to show that how things change so rapidly, setting the stage for what Scripture says the time of the end will be. Russia is the big dog by far in the Middle East. They will be there from now on. The U.S. is not a player. We're the laughingstock of the world. And we've got a president that every day something comes out of his mouth, sounds like an absolute fool. When he said yesterday, we need to get more taxes from trillionaires, one of his statements. Then his $3.5 trillion new program that he's got in front of Congress is that won't cost anybody a dime. I mean, what do you do when you have someone like that at the helm?
$3.5 trillion, and it's not going to cost anybody a dime. You ever heard the phrase "sin makes you stupid"? I think that's kind of what we're dealing with here. And it is interesting. Although I did not get to hear the address, I have been waiting for him to address the General Assembly. Yep. I've been saying this about the UN General Assembly as of late. I honestly think it's the gift that keeps on giving. And again, I'm being a bit sarcastic when I say this, but it is interesting because speaking of the UN General Assembly, isn't this insane what happened with the Vatican and the statement that they made over there regarding that whole situation? I mean, again, this falls under the category of you can't make this stuff up. And I'm just completely blown away. And for those that are listening or watching that might not be aware of actually what's being said, this is the Secretary of State of the Vatican, Cardinal Pietro Parolin. And he basically says that human inaction, right, has been at the root of global warming, which is in turn causing disease and extreme weather. And I just think that the nonsense that is coming out of his mouth is completely unprecedented. And again, it just goes right back to what the will of the Pope has been and this insatiable appetite towards globalism. We continue to stomach this stuff, allowing this stuff to take place. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. And you know, James, there are people that are going around claiming the present Pope Francis is the false prophet of Revelation 13. I say there's not a chance on earth because the false prophet has to be someone very bright and someone very clever.
I would agree, but I always joke around. I say the guy is applying really hard. He's working really, really hard.
Yeah. What he's saying is perfectly in line with that, but he's not convincing very many people, is he, by his,
No, but he wants to fit in really bad. And it's interesting because It's sad, but I'm literally watching these folks that I really feel like have capitulated to the woke industrial complex. They're the ones that seem like they're trying really hard to be recognized that way. And it's just amazing to me how the woke industrial complex is going to come for them first. Listen, I think guys like that, the Antichrist is going to come for first. Yeah. It's very interesting. But you are right. The level of sophistication required to be able to maneuver the minds and hearts of people. Listen, people can see right through Pope Francis. He's an easy one to see through. Most people, all you got to do is put a picture of the Pope on there and say bad guy, and 100 million people will watch the video. You know, that's just the reality of it. But this guy really is going to be sophisticated, because he's going to have a very tall order. And the tall order is to get these Jews to look at this man, this Antichrist, this final Antichrist, as literally being their Messiah. And that's going to take some sophistication to be able to do.
Yeah, and we hear things too, like the final Antichrist, the first beast, he's a mouth speaking great things, he's going to be a real convincer of people. He's going to be someone, James, if you would listen to him and watch him, you think, well, this guy really makes sense. He looks like he's really good, or, you know, he really knows what he's talking about. He seems sincere and all that. And it's going to be, you know, Satan comes in an angel of light. We're told that in 2 Corinthians 11 in that form. So he's not going to be somebody you could easily pick out. That's the problem, because he's going to look good, as opposed to the present Pope, who doesn't look good at all. So, the stuff that comes out of the Vatican is laughable, but it's sad on the other hand, because not all the pronouncements in the past have been laughable, but this one certainly is. Now, how about this story? If I can change tunes here. Did you see this? Sure. The new governor of the state of New York, taking the place of Mr. Cuomo, her name's Kathy Hochul. She says, the unvaccinated aren't listening to God. I need you as my apostles.
Oh, it's disgusting. And I want to be careful how I say this, because I might lose my mind. And then for those of us watching on YouTube, we might get a strike. But I will say this. She is ridiculous. So apparently, if you watch the video, it appears as though she is addressing a church. She's at a church in New York, and that says it in the title, right? But I'm making a little bit of fun here, because this, I don't know if this is a real church per se. This might be one of those chaff churches that really capitulates to the mentality of the woke industrial complex. And here's the reason why I say that, because she gets into this speech of, we're going somewhere, we're making new strides. And people are like, wah, wah. And she says, God gave us a tremendous gift of these brilliant people who have come up with this, let's say, drug solution, right?
Yeah.
To be able to help you get over all of the things that are going on. And all of those people that won't take it, they're basically not doing what God wants them to do, because they're pretty much going back in God's face and saying, we don't want what you want. And they're really running against him. And so I've never seen more of a ridiculous conflation of religious terminology with demonic terminology. And the thing that's even worse than that is the fact that she actually said, it's implied on its face, that if you are a person who is a believer and you choose to basically not undergo a particular health procedure because you have a conviction in your heart, a deeply religious, religiously held belief that you should not do something, then basically you are not following God, because this thing that you have a religious belief against following is basically something that came from God. Well, I have news for you, Miss Governor. It didn't come from God because you say it came from God, right? We've got to understand that, yes, God gave us all of these, you know, brilliant minds and so on and so forth, but God also gave us freedom. He gave us a freedom of choice. And he gave us the ability to be able to make the decisions that we want to make. And here's the worst part about her speech. The worst part about her speech is, after she gaslighted and made people who refused to go through that health procedure evil, right? After she did that, then she says, but that's not nearly as evil as what's going on with all the racial problems and so on and so forth, racial justice and so on and so forth. I cannot think of a more bigoted human being than that individual right there. It's disgusting, but that's just the reality of where people are at right now. And I can't believe that there are people sitting in pews that were clapping for that garbage.
Yeah, you know, James, but this is just, you know, kind of isn't it kind of a preview of things to come? Because probably the people to be one of the most supportive of this final Antichrist will be people in so-called Christian churches that you know, Christ left them years ago, these churches. He's transferred his membership elsewhere, but they're still going on claiming to be Christians, and people not knowing any better, they would follow something like that. And see, this fits with the previous thing we talked about, the final Antichrist is going to play on that. Well, look, you've got all these church leaders for me. You've got all these people saying what, you know, to follow me, just like we see in New South Wales, Australia. You can't go to a church today unless you have the, you know what, the pass. Not the PASS, like not a football, but the pass with the you know what. And so the bottom line is you have to be already fixed, as it were, before you can even go to church now. And so this demonic. It is demonic. But you know, I'm wondering if it's the same crowd. I had this story about a year and a half ago. I don't know if I mentioned it here on Countdown to Eternity, Union Theological Seminary. They had did I mention that before? Have you heard about that? The chapel service they had. It's the chapel service they had at Union Theological Seminary in New York, and the speaker at the end made an altar call and called people up to the altar to get down and repent. Not repent to God, repent to a bunch of plants that he put on the stage for destroying the plants and destroying the environment.
You know what? We never talked about this online, but we talked about it personally. My goodness, that's right. Yeah, I do remember this story. This is insane. Oh, yeah.
And these people are going to be future pastors, and it was the person in their chapel service, come in and confess to the plants, come up, and people went forward and actually confessed their, not to God, but confess the sins against the plants, against the environment. So we live in such a wacky world right now, James. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, we say you can't make this stuff up, but some of it gets beyond the bounds of credulity here that these people are actually saying this and people are believing it. But doesn't it say, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, when there's this delusion, spirit of delusion, spirit of error that's sent, you know, before this final Antichrist comes to when he's there, that people are going to receive the message. It's almost like something is, you know, by Pastor Joe Pettick says, they've taken a crazy pill, these people. You wonder, they've taken something that's making them not right. But this is just the spirit of the age, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's really interesting because they're doing the exact opposite of what the scriptures prescribe, yep. Right? And there is a pun intended there. I would just tell you, it is interesting because you look at what the Bible says, and the Bible condemns people who worship the creation rather than the creator. So now we're coming up with this weird pantheistic way of thinking. That's just crazy. That's just absolute absurdity.
Now, but speaking of what's going on in the world, here is something that I sent to you from Dennis that is, again, science fiction is now scientific fact, isn't it? The technology that's there. Maybe you could share that story about from Northwestern University about these.
So let me set this up because this is one that's worth doing. I'm going to actually set this up on my screen so that I can actually show you this. This is something like you guys have probably never seen. And I'm going to tell you, it's scary. You want to talk about Big Brother being big and getting bigger? Let me tell you, Big Brother is getting big and even bigger. And I'm going to go to this full screen right here really quickly, and I'm going to play this video. Now, this video is going to make you sick because when you watch the video, you're going to learn about what these guys are actually attempting to do and what's happening here and what they're capable of. And it's roughly 2 minutes. For those of you that are on the radio, I would highly recommend that you go to the Calvary Chapel Signal Hill YouTube page and watch our broadcast of this, and we'll play this. Now, it's still worthwhile to listen to on the radio because you'll hear the words of the professor talking about this, but to see it is something completely different. I'm going to go ahead and play this for you right now because this is nothing short of just, this is all Revelation 13. I mean, I'm just telling you right now, this is unbelievable. Watch this. So it's saying plant seeds have evolved over billions of years to ensure survival. They're caught in the wind. Seeds travel distances to populate vast areas. So they're giving a little introduction on how the wind carries seed.
And that has the effect of increasing the dispersal distance from the tree. And that's the name of the game, is spreading the seeds as far as possible. The goal of this project has been to add capability for winged flight to electronic circuit chips, with the idea that those capabilities would allow us to distribute highly functional with miniaturized electronic devices that could sense the environment for disease tracking, population surveillance, maybe monitoring of environmental contamination, and so on. So the objects that we've created consist of two parts. One is an electronic functional component that has an overall size scale in the range of 1 millimeter. So almost like a tiny grain of sand, but we've integrated with that electronic chip wing structures that form almost what looks like a helicopter. And so as these structures fall through the air, in interaction between the air and those wings cause a rotational motion that creates a very stable, slow falling velocity that allows these structures to interact for extended periods with ambient wind that really enhances the dispersal process, much like seeds do in the biological world. We think we've beaten biology, in a sense.
We think we've beaten biology.
Wow.
I mean, what a way to end that video. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So basically, I don't know if you noticed what he said, but he said that basically they'd be looking at using this to monitor people, to, I forgot exactly what his words were. He was talking about looking at what kind of conditions they had, illnesses, you know, all of that stuff. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah. And this is something, James, this is not like, you know, you're in this field, the technology field, this is not like these micro cameras. This is the size of a grain of sand that's going to do something like that. And it showed it. One of the things it didn't say, we saw it on the video, is as it floats to the ground, it floats like what, like a maple seed or something like that. It looks like something in nature. In other words, you wouldn't even know the difference between the two.
You wouldn't know the difference. You wouldn't even be able to see it. You'd be able to see it, but you would just think, oh, it's just something that came off of a tree or something like that. And if you're listening to us on the radio, I would highly recommend you go online and watch our video. We've got it. It's unbelievable. It's like something you've never seen before. And I got to tell you, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, because think of the potential for spying and something like that. No one would know. This is not, I mean, you could, I don't know how you could, you know, how they always show people looking over the room, looking for all these devices, this and that. And now what are you going to look for, like a grain of sand somewhere? And that's going to be the camera and the device that tells you that's spying on you?
Yeah, and they're not just talking about this being out in the open where the trees are and the wind is blowing. They're talking about throwing bags of this stuff in these HVAC systems and so on and so forth, getting it all circulated. You know, you've got somebody that mops something up, you cough, you blow these things up, they come back down. It's amazing what these things are capable of doing. And the sensing technology that they have is something like nobody's ever seen.
Yeah, well, we talked about this previously at the beach there in Italy. Remember Ostia, where they have the drone that's measuring the people's body temperature. And if your body temperature is above 98.6, it seems they come with the guys in the hazmat suits and carry you away. And, you know, it sounds like something you could, if you made a movie about something like this, no one would believe it. But here we see truth stranger than fiction.
Well, and the last part of this video that you guys didn't get to see is it says at the very last part, it says some of the microfibers are built with a material developed in Roger's lab that will allow them to naturally degrade and disappear. So in essence, if you were to swallow this stuff, if you were to breathe it in, it'd be gone. And you wouldn't even know that it had entered your body. And yet it would be providing data for you. And that's the crazy thing. And so this whole concern that they have about Mother Earth and nature and all that, the second it hits the dirt, it biodegrades, not within months, within days and weeks.
Huh. And so it's sending back, obviously, some signals to whoever sent them out, correct? And some type of receiver is getting there. Yeah. Wow.
I would assume some kind of a passive sensing technology where you've got those units somewhere close by that actually set up a field, some kind of a field that senses the disruption that's created by the spinning of these things and the kind of feedback that they're getting. And it's pretty sophisticated, the kind of stuff that they can get back their way.
Yeah, one of the things we talk about here too, James, is that the closer we get to the time of the end, the fewer and fewer, privacy times we have, right? It's almost everything we do, everything we say, everywhere we go, somebody knows where we're at every moment, and you can testify to that, right, in your field.
Oh, 100%. And the other thing that's really interesting is Revelation 13 tells us that no one's going to be able to buy or sell unless they take the mark of the beast. And you think about that. Well, how are they going to be able to enforce that? Well, first and foremost, we know that we're talking about a cashless society. But the other thing that we're talking about is we're talking about an infrastructure that only Big Brother can facilitate. And this window keeps getting pushed back, where we know that it's becoming more and more acceptable for certain types of monitoring to take place in the name of safety, in the name of racial justice, in the name of climate change, and in the name of avoiding sickness, if you know what I'm talking about. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. And so what we're seeing here is something, again, we can't make up. This stuff you can't make up. Within such a short period of time, so many things have changed, but basically squeezing us in to the time the Bible says what the world's going to look like at the time of the end, for such things as privacy, such things as free speech, such things as getting the will of the people. We read that in Daniel chapter 2, where you've got the final part of the Roman Empire. You know, it's iron mixed with clay. It doesn't cohere. It's mingled. And the idea is the leadership says one thing, the great majority of the people say something else, but the leadership doesn't care because they're running the whole show. And that's the globalist world. These smart guys that are smarter than all of us, they're the ones, like we talked about last week with Guterres. They're going to have this new world order with the UN running it with teeth in it. And doesn't matter what you want. Privacy is seemingly a thing of the past.
Yeah, that's right. And it's scary, but that's the reality of what we're facing right now. And it's the world that we're coming into. And by the way, for us as believers, it's not scary, right? I mean, we say scary, but it's not scary because we know what we're about to run into. And that's the exciting part about the life that we live every day, is the hope that we have within us. And Don, we've got a couple of minutes left. As usual, I'm going to give you the last word, and maybe you can talk about that for just a second.
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, what we do every week here on Countdown to Eternity is to look at some of the stories. I mean, there's so many of them that we could look at, but some of the stories that basically show that the world is going to be is what is supposed to be at the time of the end, something we never could have conceived of, where they will call evil good and good evil, Isaiah 5:20, where they'll basically promote that which is evil in the world. And it's setting the stage for this coming world ruler who will have a mouth speaking great things and fool the people into thinking he is the answer to everything. There'll be counterfeit miracles, this and that. And unfortunately, too, James, what we also read into the book of Revelation, it seems, that's there, is there's the religious leaders going to be behind it at that time. Probably, you know, so-called Christian religions, Jewish, Islam, or whatever it might be, whoever's around at that time, not the real Christians, but phony Christians, that are going to buy into this sort of thing and promote it. So we know this ahead of time. Remember what Jesus said on the night of his betrayal? I've got many more things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. When the Holy Spirit comes, he'll reveal them. But he's told us some things ahead of time. When they happen, we'll believe. Well, he's told us about the end times ahead of time, and we do believe, and we see these things every day. Sounding like science fiction, it isn't. So the reason we do this, people, it's really simple. God's word says the world's going to be like something at the time of the end. We're seeing it happen precisely right now with the country set up, the United States not a player, Russia coming to the forefront, the Middle East. All these things that we thought we'd never see, we see them right now telling us that God is speaking. So the question is, are we listening? And that's what we're doing here on Countdown to Eternity, is pointing out the fact that God is indeed speaking loud and clear, and we want to be people that listen.
Amen and amen. And I could not have put it any better, which is always why you get the last word. It has been an incredible time talking about this stuff. Again, the time went by so fast, but that's because everything is so interesting. And we truly are awaiting the return of Christ. We know that it's sooner than later, and it's just been a great time. So everybody, we just want to tell you how much we are blessed. We are breaking record numbers of listeners and watchers, and we're blown away every time we see those numbers. We're blown away as we get your encouragement and your feedback. You are all truly amazing. We know you're taking us into your living rooms, on your jogs, your drives, whatever it is that you're doing, and we don't discount it. We don't take it for granted. We are so thankful. On behalf of the great Don Stewart, this is James Cadiz. We hope that you enjoyed watching this as much as we have enjoyed making it. May God richly bless you as we continue the countdown to eternity.
You've been listening to Countdown to Eternity with James Cadiz and Don Stewart. To hear this again, visit our website at countdowntoeternity.com. Countdown, the number 2, eternity.com. It's also available wherever you get your podcasts. We have a video version of Countdown to Eternity that you heard Pastor James make reference to. Look for us on YouTube at the Calvary Chapel Signal Hill channel. Don Stewart is an author, and he has graciously made all of his books available to our Countdown to Eternity listeners. You can download the PDFs or audiobooks for free at educatingourworld.com. Again, educatingourworld.com. Look for us on social media. Follow James Cadiz, Educating Our World, and Countdown to Eternity on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Calvary Chapel Signal Hill. Pastor James releases videos relating to Bible prophecy every day of the week. Do you have a question for Don and James? Send that our way. Email us through the website at countdowntoeternity.com. Countdown, the number two, eternity.com. And we'd also appreciate your support. It's with your help that we're able to bring these shows to the radio and internet every week. To make a donation today, visit countdowntoeternity.com. And that's all for now. Tell a friend about these weekly prophecy updates. And then join us next time. Countdown to Eternity with James Cadiz and Don Stewart is brought to you by Calvary Chapel, Signal Hill.